Welcome to weekly UAS news update. We have five stories for you this week. That's right, it's a bit of a long one. We'll talk about remote ID that was delayed. Something was delayed. We have a Mini 4 Pro price leaking. The FAA is giving UPS and UAvionics BV loss waivers. We have a drone pilot that was sentenced for violating a TFR. And then lastly, we have something from the DAA. There is more campaigns that we need your action for. Let's get to it. All right, your first story this week will sound a little bit familiar if you saw our video that we posted earlier this week. The FAA has announced a discretionary enforcement of remote ID until March 16th, 2024. What does this mean? It means that you should take a minute to download the five-page document that we're going to put down in the description and make sure that you read it so you are aware of what's going on. The compliance date for everybody else, if you are still able to comply, is September 16th of 2023. So if you're waiting on a module, if you're waiting on firmware, or if you're waiting for a FRIA to be approved, then you have an additional 6 months in order to comply. Now I'm going to say this, and I'm going to say it clear. Do not wait until February to buy a module. If the module is on back order in February and you don't get it by the deadline of March 16 of 2024, then you are opening yourself to fines. And this is what the FAA has said. So if you have a module on order right now, I would keep it and wait until it gets here so that the manufacturers can go through their process and produce all the parts that are needed. Now, for everybody else, you still need to comply. If you have a drone that's already equipped with remote ID, you still have to comply by September 16 of 2023, which is, I think, the day that this video is going to go live. Tomorrow, the day after it's going to go live. Now, we're glad to see that the FAA has actually responded to our previous video and letter and everybody else in the industry telling them to push this until March. I think this was, somewhat helpful. All right, next up, we have some pricing leaks for the rumored DJI Mini 4 Pro. This is coming from Europe, so the prices are a little bit different, but should be within the ballpark. As reported by DroneXL, the drone only will run 799 euros, should be roughly the same in dollars. Drone with the RC2 will be at 999 euros, and then the Flymore combo at 1129 euros. Now, the pricing are currently still in fluctuation. This is a bit of a rumor, and so we'll see. What's interesting that I found is that we see that it has a DJI RC2 in the package, which means that it's likely going to have OcuSync 4, which is the new technology that we saw in the Air 3. Now, we haven't seen any other leaks on when the Mini is supposed to be released, but we're going to let you know when we hear more. And in a third story this week, the FAA granted UPS Flight Forward and UAvionics some BV loss waivers. Now, I know we talk about BV loss waivers quite a bit, but it's interesting to see that the FAA has taken this long to get to big companies like BV loss or UAvionics. UPS will be utilizing the Matternet M2 drone, which has already an airworthiness certificate. I think they were the first company to get an airworthiness certificate. And then UAvionics will be using the Repace drone to test their detect and avoid technology. Now, interestingly, I saw that name, and that name's in French means bird of prey. It's rapace. And so I was wondering if this was actually a drone from a French company. And it turns out it's a drone that was developed by the French military, and it uses hydrogen. It's hydrogen powered. So I thought that was interesting. I don't think the name is as good if you say it with the way the French would say it in English. But now it would be great to see this kind of technology being brought into the consumer world so that we can all benefit from having longer flight time. Now, these two companies are going to join Phoenix Air Unmanned into the BV loss to capture data for the FAA. The FAA will then use this data to create standards for routine BV loss in the future. Now, according to the FAA at Commercial UAV Expo, we could see a BV loss NPRM, Notice of Proposed Rulemaking, as soon as August of 2024, with a final ruling of in 2025. Now, these are predictions. Everything goes slower than expected, always, in aviation and with the FAA. So we'll keep you updated as we see more. Now, next up, we have the sentencing for the Bengals game TFR violation. Now, you may remember we talked about this it was a long time ago now, 25-year-old Dalen Dabney was sentenced to a year of probation and 40 hours of community service for operating his DJI Air 2S over the Bengals versus Raiders game last year. He posted the video on YouTube, got massive backlash from the UAS industry, and then went as far as taunting the FAA that they couldn't fine him. Well, guess what? They did, and then now he's going to be spending all that money into defending himself, which he did already, and 40 hours of community service. Now, in the video, the Air 2S is flown down into the stadium, over people, over the field, inside of a stadium TFR. And sentencing comes from the Department of Justice, which should be noted, not directly from the FAA. So it's possible that the FAA has also fined him in addition to the sentencing, although we couldn't find that information. So we've said it before, we'll say it again. Don't be that guy. All right, finally, the Drone Advocacy Alliance has announced three more campaigns. Now, if you're not familiar with the DAA, we're actually part of the group. It's an alliance of companies across the UAS industry that's going to advocate for or against restriction in what drones may be used by the industry and public safety. I believe in everybody being able to use whatever drone they want to use, just like I believe in the airspace remaining free for everyone to access. So the new campaigns include opposing restriction in federal bill appropriation. We have restriction in the FAA Reauthorization Act, and then market restrictions in the NDAA. So if you want to get involved, go to the link down in the description. You'll have a form for each of these that you can fill out to let lawmakers know how you feel about the rules that they're trying to propose. And that's it. I know it was a long one. We'll be in Buena Vista, Colorado on Sunday for the Colorado UAS Roundup. So we'll land there on Sunday. We'll be there on Monday for the show and then flying back on Tuesday. So we hope to see you there if you're in the area. And then if not, we will see you next week. We've said it once, we'll say it again.
You two keep your name?
No.
You two keep your... You two keep my name? I don't mind...
No.
You two keep my name out of your mouth.